Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Oh, yes. We're on a power trip. I can hear it. Exploring the future of energy. I'm out here on the West Coast. Lots of you out there care about the environment wherever you are in the country. Saving energy, recycling, you know the drill. The environment is a worldwide concern. So we're asking, what happens when it seems like you're the only one who's trying?
My name is Taggart. My biggest pet peeve is how some people like to have their house at 80 degrees in the wintertime, but couldn't possibly stand 80 degrees in the summertime, and want their house to be 65 in the summertime, and couldn't possibly stand 65 in the wintertime.
A lot of people are concerned about the interior weather, like retail stores that blast their air conditioning in the summer and leave the front doors of the store wide open to lure people in. It's supposed to increase their business. But they ought to lose their right to AC the store for a month when they do that. And maybe you think your own community is really green conscious. So if another city isn't, does that mean your work is canceled out?
My name is Greg Scott, and I'm calling from Rhode Island. And my pet peeve is cities like Boston and New York and other huge cities that waste lights all night long. I'd love to know what their lighting bills are.
Yeah, why is that? Or what if no matter how green you try to be, it just doesn't seem to matter?
Hi, this is Cheryl from New Jersey, and my pet peeve is that they're pushing for us to use the different type of light bulbs, but yet they have mercury in it, and we dispose of them in our landfill.
Or maybe you're the one who just can't work up the gumption to change your habits.
My name is Margie. I'm calling from Pine Bush, New York. My husband's pet peeve is that I use the dryer. And I just can't give up my dryer. He wants me to hang up the clothes in the basement. But by the time we take them off the dryer, like 2 weeks later, they're hard and stiff. And I just can't give up my dryer. But I know I'm using up a lot of energy.
We appreciate
easy
candor.
For him to say.
Yeah, we appreciate candor here at The Takeaway. So what can be changed to make your life easier and also get you to save energy? Smokey emails us, I want three-way switches on every appliance. On, standby, and off. Really off. It's stupid to have to unplug something, he says, to truly turn it off.
You know, Adam, when he sees a light left on in his office, he doesn't just stand by.
I work up at the Sears Tower where I go around half my floor and shut them off every single night and still every single day when I leave.
Well, you can be green as an adult, but what about our children?
My name is Thelma Fellows. I think we all agree that recycling is energy saving. And I'm working in Head Starts, and I find they're not even bothering to recycle. And all the children have these little individual milk boxes that are entirely recyclable. But I think they're not teaching the children to recycle as well as not saving energy.
Remember years ago when green kids meant they were actually ill? No. It's a new century. What do you think people should do to conserve? Go to our website, thetakeaway.org. Check out our series, Power Trip. We have interviews, videos, and more where you can learn about the future of energy and register what bothers you when people are wasting energy in your presence.
And you know what? Note to parents, John, I think that when kids are green, they may actually still be ill.
That's true. I've had that experience.